Blog Talk Radio.
Praise be to God, everybody. Bless the Lord, oh my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. For this is the day that the Lord has made. Let us all rejoice and be glad in it. And welcome to Pray One for Another. I'm your host, Evangelist Hilda, sitting in for my pastor, Prophet R.D. Wiggins, who is the pastor of House of Manessa Christian Ministries. And we are a church beyond walls. I'd like to first of all take this time to thank you for tuning in. And this is Pray One for Another, Sweet Hour of Prayer, where we pray every Tuesday through Fridays from 6 p.m. to 7 p.m. And at 7 p.m. this evening, our very own associate pastor, Kathy Dubose, from Led by God's Christian Ministry, is going to come and bless our hearts this evening with a mighty word from God. A mighty word from God. So if you would like to join us, please feel free to dial in 319-527-6204 at 7 p.m. when Pastor Kathy will bless us with a mighty word. Amen. And you can also call in your prayer requests at that same number. And now I just want to give a text about a Thanksgiving prayer. Thanksgiving prayer allows people to thank God for what they are given by God. A prayer of thanksgiving addresses a number of factors, including people, objects, life, food, shelter, nature, health, or weather. In daily life, people thank others for holding open a door, a gift received, or a meal shared. According to the Case for Christ Study Bible, Psalms 100 describes this prayer: shout for joy to the Lord, all the earth. Worship the Lord with gladness. Come before him with joyful songs. Know that the Lord is God. It is he who made us, and we are his people, the sheep of his pasture. Enter his gates with thanksgiving and his courts with praise. Give thanks to him and praise his name. For the Lord is good, and his love endures forever. His faithfulness continues throughout all generations. Amen. Let us pray. Father God, I just want to thank you for this ministry and vision. And I pray your Holy Spirit manifest a breakthrough of deliverance, healing, and salvation through all nine of his gifts, and that this prayer ministry grows in partnership, fellowship, and membership. In the mighty name of your Son, Jesus, we do pray. Amen. Amen and amen. At this time, I'd like to invite the Holy Spirit into the sanctuary, because we never like to start our broadcast or our service without inviting the Holy Spirit to come into the midst of it all. So Holy Spirit, you are welcome here. By Francesca. Praise be to God.
There's nothing worth more that could ever come close. No thing can compare. You're our living hope. Your presence, Lord. I've tasted and seen of the sweetest of love, where my heart becomes free and my shame is undone. Your presence, Lord. Holy Spirit, you are welcome here. Come flood this place and fill the atmosphere. Your glory, God, is
what to do. I was having problems for many in my life, but I knew that he could make it right. So it's so brand new. You're my favorite song, Jesus. I sing the praises of you. I know there'll be problems coming just to tear me, but with you I have the victory, victory.
So if you see me just dancing and giving praise,
'cause I remember you made a way out of nowhere.
Father God, I want to thank you for all of those things you do that I never see, helping me get through each day safely, making me sure my family is protected, and all of the other blessings I do. Countless blessings that you do for me. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, and amen. Thank you, Lord God. Praise your holy name. You are listening to Pray One for Another, Sweet Hour of Prayer, where we pray every Tuesday through Fridays from 6 p.m. to 7 p.m. And at 7 p.m. this evening, our very own Associate Pastor Kathy Dubos from Led by God's Christian Ministry is going to bless our hearts this evening with a mighty word. So you don't want to miss this Holy Ghost-filled woman on fire for the Lord. Tune in at 7 p.m. when Pastor Kathy will come with a blessing from the Lord. Amen. And our call-in number is 319-527-6204. To God be the glory. At this time, I will play another selection. And I hope and pray that you are enjoying our inspirational music on this blessed and thankful Thursday. Amen. Because we all have something to thank God for.
moment, everybody, open your mouth and worship the Lord. He's worthy of the glory. He deserves the praise today. Come on, everybody, all over the room, open your mouth and worship Him. Lift your hands and bless Him in this place. Simple song. Go like this.
My hallelujah belongs to you. 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 You deserve it. You deserve it. You deserve it. You deserve it. My hallelujah.
Say it, y'all. Come on, y'all got it. Come on, say, my hallelujah. From the bottom of your heart, lift your voice. My hallelujah. Lord, my hallelujah. Yeah. Then we simply say, you deserve. Couple say it, church. From the bottom of your heart, tell the Lord. You deserve it, Lord, yeah. All of the glory, yeah. Everything I give you, Lord. Everything I owe you, Lord, it belongs to you.
All of the glory,
y'all got it now, come on, say it. All of the glory, Lord.
Oh, hands together one time. My hallelujah belongs to you. Everybody, come on and come to the table.
My hallelujah belongs to you.
Father, thank you for your grace and mercy, which woke us up this morning and kept us safe through the night. For bringing us to a brand new day, we bless your holy name. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen, and amen.
Wonder the kind of clothes that he would wear. Is he tall or is he short? Does he like jazz or contact sports? And what would be his favorite TV show? Sometimes I wonder what he drive, or would he go green and ride a bike? These are all the questions I would want to know. What would he do to pass the day? Does he like to read? Does he like to play? Take a closer look and you will see. He looks like you. Jesus looks like you. He looks like you. So what will Jesus do? You're the hands and feet of Christ. If you want to know what he looks like you. So what will Jesus do? If Jesus walked the earth today, sometimes I wonder what he'd say. Would he lend a hand to help his fellow man? Would he prioritize his day to get down on his knees and pray? Simply tell the Father thank you. And even with the 9-to-5, would it keep him from the house of God? Cause he's trying hard to gain a little more. Would he be afraid or too uptight, or just ashamed to share his life? Take a closer look and you will see. He looks like you. Jesus looks like you, he looks like you. So what will Jesus do? You're the hands and feet of Christ. If you want to know what he looks like you. So what will Jesus do? Some will ever see, and you're the only words of life some will ever need. So let them see in you the one in whom is all they'll ever need. He looks like you. Jesus looks like you. He looks like you. What will
said you're the hand to feed of Christ. Want to know what he looks like? He looks like you. So what will Jesus do?
Father God, we remain forever grateful for our homes, our work, and our families. And we pray that you will send angels to protect us. May you mend every broken heart, touch all who need healing, comfort all who moan, and bless those with financial needs. In the precious name of Jesus we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. Praise be to God. And again, at this time, I will play another selection.
So you cleaned me up inside. You thought I was to die for. So you sacrificed your life so I could be free, so I could be whole, so I can tell everyone I know.
You thought I was worth saving.
So you came.
You came to change my life. You thought I was worth saving.
So you came and changed my life. You thought I was worth keeping. So you cleaned me up inside. You thought I was the devil.
Hallelujah. To God be the glory. And now it is time for our devotional message. Amen. Which is entitled, Tie It Together. And the scripture reading for this message is coming from Philippians chapter 1, verse 9. And it says, this I pray, that your love may abound still more and more in real knowledge and all discernment. Amen. May the Lord add a blessing to the reading of his word. Praise be to God. Again, the title, Tie It Together. The writer says, how do you make sense of all you are experiencing and understand how God desires for you to proceed? During the last few days, we have looked at several ways Jesus communicates his will to you. As you have seen, he speaks through scripture. The circumstances of your life, the counsel of godly Christians, your conscience, common sense, promptings, and prayer. He even gives you a feeling of peace and contentment when you walk in his will. And he shows you how it all ties together as you spend time with him in prayer. The Lord is able to speak to you clearly and empower you to do whatever he calls you to do. In fact, he orchestrates everything you need, moving people, resources, situations, and even changing you, all to carry out his wonderful will for your life. However, you do have to listen to him. In your times of prayer, it is necessary to stop talking long enough to hear what Jesus has to say about what he's shown you. Then, once you do, you must actively apply what he said to your life, because God will reveal his plan when you set your heart to hear and obey what he is saying to you. Amen. I hope and pray that this devotional message is a blessing to you as it is to me. Let us pray. Jesus, I am listening. Show me your will and lead me. In your name, I pray. Amen, amen, and amen. Praise be to God. And that is our devotional message for this evening. To God be the glory. At this time, I will play another selection. So I don't know about you, but I come to worship and praise the Lord. Amen.
Let's all hold hands, 'cause he is worthy.
Amen. Jehovah Ori, you are the light of my life. You are the shining star brightening my path. I praise you for helping each of us to navigate through the darkness of this life. You are the pure light. You are holy. You are strong. I lift up your name in admiration and praise, giving you the worth you are due. I sing to you in honor and gratitude for your greatness. May your name be exalted among the nations. May your praise be lifted up throughout the land. Draw people to you so that they may know and experience you as the light of their lives. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, and amen. Praise be to God. Again, you are listening to Pray One for Another Sweet Hour of Prayer, where we pray every Tuesday through Fridays from 6 p.m. to 7 p.m. And at 7 p.m. again, our very own Associate Pastor Kathy Dubose from Led by God's Christian Ministry will be here to bless our hearts with a word from the Lord. Amen. So in the meantime, I will play another selection. And you can also call in your prayer requests at 319-527-6204. To God be the glory.
this a wrap? That's all you got, that's all you got.
Praise be to God, and that concludes our sweet hour of prayer. And at this time, I will play another selection while we're waiting on our speaker for this evening. Amen. Praise be to God. Christian Ministry is going to come and bless our hearts this evening with a mighty word from God. So we are going to welcome her with a hand clap praise. Amen. God bless you, Pastor Kathy. How are you this evening?
God bless you, dear heart. Doing awesome. Thank you.
Praise be to God. It's in your hands.
Thank you. Thank you. Oh, my goodness. Pastor Kathy is a worn down bunny. Oh, my goodness. I tell you, for all you little young bucks out there, don't you dare continue to take advantage of your youth. Because when you get a little bit older, oh, my God, you can't move the way you used, can't dance, you can't do nothing the way you used to because you are no longer young. And even though your little mind is saying, oh, I'm as young as I feel, I'm as young as I feel, the mind and the body don't agree because the body is saying, oh, get over it. No, you're not. I'm going to be 80 in the morning.
Amen.
My goodness, glory to God. This move, Pastor Stephen and myself, we are trying to pack all this stuff and do what we got to do. And I'm telling you, but God. Thank
Amen.
You, Father. Precious and Heavenly
God.
Father, just want to say thank you tonight, oh God. Thank you for all that you've done. Thank you for all that you're doing. Thank you for all that you're going to do, oh God. Father God, tonight we have a thank you on our lips. We have come into your presence with thanksgiving, oh God. Thank you. Thank you. For all I can think of is thank you. You have been so, so good to us. Thank you, God. And Father God, my goodness, glory to God. Father God, for the doors you've shut, thank you. For the doors you've opened, thank you. For the doors you didn't allow us to see, thank you. Thank you for waking us up this morning. Thanking you for clothing us in our right minds. Divine healings within our bodies, oh God. Thank you, God, for all that you have done. Oh, my goodness, glory to God. And you have done it all. Thank you, Father. Father God, now as we come into your presence ready to hear a word from you, oh God, Pastor Kathy's going to get out of the way and allow you to use me as a vessel to speak to the people, oh God. My goodness. Father God, speak to the people. Some need to be lifted up. Some need to be encouraged. And all of us are desiring to be blessed, oh God. And at the end of the day, you and only you are going to get the glory. We thank you. We honor you. We adore you. Have your way on this line right now. We ask all of these blessings. In the mighty name of your son, Jesus, we pray. Amen, amen, and amen.
Amen.
I tell you, I thought I was, I'm about to tell my age, I thought I was an energized bunny, and you know, you used to see the commercial. He just keeps going and going and going. And going, look, when I got to that second going, I like, gone. It ain't no going, 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 going. I went going, gone.
Amen.
My goodness, Pastor Stephen down there, bless his heart. I tell you, my honey has been loading and pushing and getting. I tell you, he's a keeper. He's a keeper, y'all. But Pastor Stephen and myself, we looked at each other and went, we ain't young no more, huh? I said, let's not discuss it right now. I was so tired, I couldn't even discuss it. I said, let's not discuss that right now. He looked at me, he said, God was truly going to bless us on the other end. I said, he already has. We
yes,
just haven't seen it yet.
That's
see,
right.
My goodness, glory to God, here's the thing. God has already released our blessings. We're just trying to get to the manifestation of it, okay? Everybody said, when is God going to bless you? You need to tell yourself, he already has.
Yes, he has.
Because guess what? God, ooh, this is good stuff right here. Behind us. Ooh, somebody said, Lord, please get behind us. I don't want, that's not my testimony. I don't want you to get behind me, Lord. I want to get behind you.
All right.
Goodness. Here's the thing. Don't you know your God, he's in the front of you. He's on the side of you. He's on the top of you. He's on the bottom of you. He is behind you. Everywhere you turn, your Father is already there.
Amen. Yes, Lord.
And so with that, whether you get to your blessings today, tomorrow, next year, whenever, your blessings have already been released because we serve, we serve a right now God.
Yes.
Huh?
Yes.
And we serve a right now God, then
yes,
that
Lord.
Means the things that you need, he's God, I love you. He's already dropped them. They have not gotten to you yet, so you don't see the manifestation of them. But it doesn't mean your blessings aren't there. They're there.
Yes,
they are. So here's the thing. He's already dropped the blessings, right? And you don't see the blessings, so you're thinking, when is he going to bless me? But he's already dropped your blessings.
Come on now.
Yeah. My goodness, glory to God. Here's the thing. God is in our future.
Yes,
right?
He is.
We're trying to make our way to him. He's heading back this way. Ooh, this is good stuff. He's headed back towards us. We're going forward. He's coming backwards because guess what? Oh, my God. This is going to sound a little strange, but God is already there when your days are up. So when your days are up, okay, he sees how it's going to play out everything. So since he's in our future, he's coming back to us. And since he's coming back to us, he's already released our blessings. And I know y'all saying, you got to break that down a little bit more. Here it comes. God is in our future. He knows when our last day is going to be. So he knows everything that's going to go on in our lives. So because of that, since he is way ahead of us, the blessings he has for us has already been released. We're just trying to get to the manifestation of them.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So look at this. Look at Elijah. Elijah and his little servant, they were sitting there. The servant said, my goodness, look at all of those men that are coming up. Look at the army that's rising up against us. And Elijah, he walking around with the peace that surpasses all understanding.
Mm-hmm.
And he goes, We good. Now, I got to say it. I told you I got to say it in 2023 terms so everybody can understand. So Elijah's like, we good, man. Don't sweat that. He's like, look how many there are. We good. No, you don't understand. It's just you and me. We cannot handle everything that's coming at us. And so Elijah gets all frustrated and goes, okay. Lord, open his eyes so he can see.
Yes.
God opens his eyes, and he looks, and all he could see was a host of angels all around their enemies.
Okay.
Did not the word of God say, greater is he that is with me? Come on now.
Okay.
You got to stop thinking that the word of God is a cliche. It is not. Huh? It's a living word. You know what Bible means. Basic instructions before leaving earth. That means I'm going to instruct you in the way that you should go. Because guess what? I see the arrows before you do. I know what's coming at you. I know what you can handle. I know what you cannot handle. I'm there for you. That's why he says, fear not, because I'm with thee.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't say, fear not, because I'm with me. He said, fear not, because I'm with thee.
Amen.
He don't need to take care of himself. He's there to take care of us, to love on us. Come on now.
Praise.
And so while
God.
He's standing there, he's going, Kathy, any day y'all going to get this. But the sooner y'all get it, the better your lives are going to be. Because you're going to understand there's nothing that's going to come upon you that I didn't see coming. That, oh, my goodness, watch this. That I didn't tell you was coming. You go, when did you tell me? Oh, come on now. If you in the spirit realm, you can hear God saying, duck, stand up, go this way, go that, don't go over there. But you know what?
Mm.
A lot of times when God is telling us that, we say, I ain't going way down there. Shoot, I'm taking this shortcut. Don't go the shortcut, go the long way. No, I'm taking the shortcut. That's going to be another 30 minutes. I'm going to go on over here and take this shortcut. And God is saying, don't go that way today. Take the long way. No, I ain't got time. I'm going to go on over. Ooh, pow, you done hit your head. God is saying, I told you don't go that way. But you didn't want to listen. I'm not going to yell. I'm not going to scream to get you out of harm's way. I'm going to say, Kathy, don't go that way.
That's right.
And guess what? In order for you to hear, you got to be, my goodness, glory to God. You got to have the ears to hear what thus says the Lord. Those who have ears to hear what the Spirit is saying. Not the, my goodness, not the natural, what can't hear what he's saying in the natural, because he's not a natural man. He's a spirit. See, y'all may say all that, and that ain't even a word I'm trying to preach. Oh, my goodness, glory to God. All right, I guess I'll hit it and quit it then, since I done laid all that out. Wow. Here we go. God, we love you. We coming from the Gospels today. Yes, sir. We're coming from the Gospel of Mark. That is in the middle of your Bible. And I'm going to make it short and sweet. And I mean sweet. Like, sweet. Yeah. We're coming from the Gospel of Mark, chapter 8, verses 22 through 24. I told you I was going to be short and sweet. Yeah. Mark. Chapter 8, verses 22 through 24. Thank you, God. Have your way, Father. Yes, oh, God. Here we go. Mark 8, 22 through 24. 22 says, when they arrived at Bethesda, some people brought out a blind man and begged Jesus to touch him. 23. So he took the blind man by the hand and led him out of the village. Then he spit on the man's eyes and placed his hands on him. Can you see anything, he asked. The man looked up and said, I can see the people, but they look like trees walking around. My goodness, glory to God. May the Lord continue to add a blessing to the reading, hearing, and always the doing of his word. Amen.
Amen.
My goodness, Lord, I love you. Here we go. Here's the thing. When they got to where they were going, and I'm assuming they're talking about Jesus and the disciples, you know, they walking around doing stuff right about now.
Mm-hmm.
Some people brought a blind man and begged Jesus to touch him. They was begging, touch him, Jesus, touch him. Here's the thing. You can ask God for a blessing, but you cannot tell God how to bless them. Yeah, touch them. I might not need to touch them. I might just need to look at them. I might just need to blow his way. Who told you that you need to tell me how to bless them? You don't have to do that. I understand. Matter of fact, before y'all made it through the crowd, I already knew y'all were bringing him to me. Ooh, hello. And I know what he stands in need of, but there you guys are. Touch him, Jesus. Touch him. Okay. One of these days, y'all going to understand, you don't get to tell Jesus how to bless somebody. If they're telling Jesus to touch him, what they're really saying, bless him, Jesus, bless him right now. Bless him.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the other thing. You don't get to tell them when he's going to bless them.
Where you think it's urgent and they need it right now. Mm-hmm. Right now, Lord. Do it right now. God. God is looking at Jesus going, what is going on in that world? And Jesus said, oh, Father, forgive them, for they do not know. They don't know. They don't know. And so you're going, Jesus, that's, you know, and I got to bring it to 2023. Bless them, Lord. Do it right now, Father God. Oh, bless them real good. You know what my pastor told me one time when I went to her? I said, we're getting ready to go cross country. Can you pray for us, you know, me and my family and da-da-da-da-da. And I told her the whole story. She looked at me. She said, bless them, Jesus. And she was getting ready to walk on. I said, hey, what you doing? What you doing? She said, what? You asked me to pray for you. I did. I said, oh, hold on. You think you can really pray for me now? She said, I just did, Kathy. She said, oh, you want me to go, Hannah, Lord, oh, Hannah, Jesus, do it, Lord, God. I said, well, why aren't you making a mockery out of the prayer that I need? But I learned, you God, I learned from my teachers, you don't have to do all that to get God to bless you.
That's right.
She said, bless them, Jesus. God said, okay.
That's
I'll
it.
Look after them.
Mm-hmm.
I waited for her to go into this long, drawn-out prayer and sweat and everything
no.
else. Mm-hmm. No, you don't have to. You can do. Don't get me wrong, because someone said, Pastor Kathy said, we ain't got to. Oh, the devil is a liar. That ain't what I said. What I said is, you don't always have to do that. You can do it, and it's fine. God's going to hear you either way.
Amen.
But just because someone says, bless them, Jesus, don't think that their prayer is any less than the person that prayed 5,000 words over you, okay? Hello.
Hello.
And so now they're saying, Jesus, touch them. And every time I look at that, I think about being in the churches when someone comes and they said, I need prayer. They say, Father God, do it right now, oh God. Touch them right now. Father God's on the top of the head, and they go. And I'm going, wow. This is why the Word of God is a teaching tool. Mm-hmm. He says in his Word, in all thy getting, get understanding. You need to understand what my Word is really saying so you can apply it smoothly. I need you to work smarter, not harder, okay?
Okay.
I didn't kind of put no weight on you. I came to lift the weight. In order for me to do that, you've got to understand what I'm saying so you can move with me and not against me. You ever seen someone trying to go against the grain? And it's so hard to do what they're trying to do because they're going the wrong way?
Mm-hmm.
God said, if you go with me, it's going to be smooth sailing. Okay? I just need y'all to, woo, you got to understand his word. So they said, touch him. Jesus looked at him now. We're in 2023. Jesus looked at him. He takes the man's hand, and he walks on out of the village. Right? Now this is good stuff right here. He led the man out of the village. Guess what? The man couldn't see how Jesus, oh, my goodness, glory to God. Oh, hold on. Holy Ghost, what about the title? What about the title?
Amen.
The title is, bet you didn't see that coming. The title is, bet you didn't see that coming. Okay, so here we go. So he leads the man out of the village, right? The man can't see how Jesus is going to bless him, right? But guess what? You don't read anywhere in the Word where it says he was going, wait a minute, hold on. Who got my hand now? What you getting ready to do? Where we got to go? How far are we going? It doesn't say the man said anything. It just says Jesus led him on out the village.
So that means he just went wherever God was taking him. Oh, my goodness, God, I love you. He just went wherever Jesus was taking him.
Mm-hmm.
So here's the thing. The man couldn't see how Jesus was going to bless him. Taking him out of that village meant they wouldn't see how Jesus was going to bless him.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a good thing. You know why? The man is blind. He can't see how Jesus is going to bless him. All the man knows is, I need a blessing. Whatever you got to do, just do it. You know how I know he said that? Because when Jesus took his hand, he just went. It don't say no when. Where we going? What's up? How long this going to take? What you get ready to do? How are you going to do it? He just went. Right? And so now Jesus gets him out of town. And the good thing is, not only could the man not see, the people couldn't see either. Oh, my goodness, here it is. Sometimes that's a good thing. You don't always need folks to see how God is going to bless you. Why? Because they're not going to understand his methodology. They're not going to understand what he's doing. And so because they don't understand it, chances are, in their humanness, they're going to block your blessing.
Mm-hmm.
Why? Because it does not look like something God would do to bless you. Jesus got the man out of town. He spit in his eye. Toop. It didn't say, the man said, hey, what you doing? What's that? Yeah, I ain't never say nothing. So imagine the people standing there and Jesus spit in the man's eye. Because he was like, hey, hold on. We did not bring him here for you to spit on him. We thought you were going to bless him. Never mind. Come on here, sir. Come on, let's go. And they take him and they go the other way. Why? Because it doesn't look like that's a blessing. Oh, my goodness, y'all better get this. Because Jesus spit in his eye, to them, it may not have looked like a blessing, right?
Mm-hmm.
But to the blind man who couldn't see, he was so desperate for sight. Do whatever you got to do. All I know is I need to see. When we get to that place where we're so desperate of what we need God to do for us, you don't need other people with you because they're going to block your blessing. It's not going to always look the way they imagine it to look, and then Jesus is going to do what he said he would do. Guess what they're going to do? They're going to become the naysayer. Oh, you know that ain't Jesus. Jesus ain't hardly going to do all that. Mm-mm. He ain't going to spit in nobody out to get them to see. He ain't got to do all that. All he got to do is reach out and touch. No, not really. Because if the truth he told, all he had to do is look at the dude.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, how about this? He ain't even got to look at him.
Okay.
On the way, when they were bringing the blind man to Jesus, guess what? Jesus could have had him to see right then.
Yeah.
Oh, you don't believe it? Watch this. The 10 guys that had leprosy,
mm-hmm.
Jesus said, go dip yourself in the water and then go and show yourself to the priest. This is
mm-hmm.
what they did. On the way, it says on the way to do what Jesus told them to do, they got healed.
Yep.
And they turned and went running. Wherever they went, only one of them came back to say thank you, but that's another story for another day. But the thing is, on the way, they were healed. On
mm-hmm.
the way.
Yep.
So Jesus could have healed the blind man on the way. But he let him get to him. Why? Because he needs to tell you something in his story. Okay? There are times when you're going to God for a blessing. You need God's help. And he's going to take your hand. My goodness. You got to be in the spirit to know this. He's going to take your hand and lead you away from everybody else. So there's days, Kathy, that God is just going to say, no, it's going to be me and you, Kathy. Walk this way. And I'm walking because I don't understand what he's doing, but I'm walking because I do understand that he's God all by himself. And with God, nothing is impossible.
That's right.
So I'm going thinking, what are you getting ready to do?
And so now I'm all alone, and I'm looking around going, dang, why I always got to be all alone? I ain't got no friends. I ain't got this. I ain't got that. God said, shh. I said, nah, I can't even talk. Because you know we stupid. God said, shh. We go, I can't even talk. We got to get that last word out. Come on now.
Yeah.
My goodness, glory to God. And so now he took him out of the village, spit in his eyes, and he says to the man, he asked him a question. Mm-hmm. What do you see? Now, the word of God says the man looked up. We just assume because the man looked up that he was looking towards the sky.
Mm.
Well, if he was looking towards the sky, he shouldn't have seen nothing but something blue or white up there. If he looked up and he's not looking at the sky, he's not going to see a place of clouds and all of that. So apparently when he looked up, he was down low. If he was down low, I'm saying, okay, so now he's on his knees and he looks up. And he says, I see men as trees. Okay? So he didn't look up above him and Jesus. He looked to Jesus. I see men as trees. Oh, my goodness, glory to God. This is good news. You know why? Because God is letting us know in his word. Come on now, get back to a place of humility. Yeah, humility means when you come before the Father, get down low. Get on your knees. You know what the funny part is? When was the last time we got down on our knees? Just get down, precious and heavenly Father. I love you, Lord. I'm so grateful for all you've done. I don't want anything. I just want to tell you how much I love you. I am so thankful to thee in the number, Lord. When was the last time we prayed that prayer of thanksgiving?
Mm-hmm.
When was the last time you just went to the Father? I don't really want nothing, Lord. I just want to tell you that I love you. I honor you. I adore you, God. You've been so good to me. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, God. I didn't always deserve it, but there you were, protecting me, loving on me, caring for me, providing for me. When was the last time you got on your knees and did that? My goodness. So the man had to look up, and I know that Jesus let him out, and he put in there that he looked up to remind us, get back on your knees, okay? Get back on your knees. It's a place of humility. Lord, I love you. I need you. And I'm telling you, it does something to God. When you don't want anything, you just come in to love on him. You know how I know the woman with the alabaster box, and she broke it and put her perfume all over Jesus' feet, and everybody around went crazy. She's wasting expensive perfume, and they going crazy. And Jesus says, when I came here, y'all didn't kiss me, y'all didn't hug me, nothing. And here she is, washing my feet with her tears, wiping me, loving on me, and you want to stop her? It means something to God when we take the time to get down on our knees and honor him, adore him, love on him. You know what? I did it. I know we all have done it, all of my sisters and brothers. We've gone to my mother, and just because we could see her struggle and all she was doing for us and loving on us and everything, there were times we just went in there and said, Ma, I love you. And she'd look at you and go, get what you want. Nothing. I just want to tell you I love you. You want something. I don't want anything. I just want to tell you. You just going to come in here talking about you love me. I love you, Ma. Any minute now, you fixing to tell me what you really want. I just wanted to tell you that I love you. Give her a kiss, as she hates for you. Don't go kiss her. What you want? Nothing. I just want to kiss on you. And then you leave, and you go outside, and you start playing, only to find out later that your sibling who was in the other room supposedly sleeping heard your mother pick up the phone and call her sister and say, girl, you ain't going to believe this. That child came here talking about she loved me, she loved me. She just child me with love. And the auntie on the other side saying, for what? What she want? And your mother going, she ain't want nothing. She just was telling me how much she loved me. I don't get that often, but what I do is sure melts my heart. Now, she doesn't realize there's another sibling in the room supposedly asleep but can hear her saying it. And then they come back and say, Mom really loves when we tell her that we love her. That's our natural mother. She loves it. Why? Because she's always doing for us. Getting what we need, getting what we want, getting what we desire, getting, giving you more than what she got, feeding you before she feeds herself, doing all of this. So, yeah, when you take the time to say, Ma, I just want to tell you that I love you. At first, it's a shocker because she's thinking, oh, you want something. But after a while, when they see you gone and they look out the window and see you out there playing, then went about the business, they realize, wow, they just want to tell me they love me. Now, just imagine your Heavenly Father seeing you get down on your knees and say, Lord God, I love you. Honor you. I adore you, God. You have been so good to me. Even when I didn't deserve your goodness, you were there. I love you, Lord. When was the last time we got on our knees for God? When? Not to ask for anything, because you know when we really need something, we'll jump down on that floor in a minute. Lord God, in the name of Jesus, if you could just bless me with a job, if you could just bless me with a house, if you could just bless me with the finances I need, we good to do it then. But how about when you don't want anything? Because getting on your knees, guess what? You ain't even got to say nothing if you don't want to. Getting on your knees said it all.
Amen.
It said it all.
Indeed.
Because he's looking, and he's looking at Jesus sitting at the right hand, and he's going, I think they're getting it. I think they're getting it. Because here's the thing. Oh, my goodness. We don't always have to tell God, I need this, I need that, I need that. He already knows what you need.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes you can just go to him and love on him and watch him provide for your needs. Now, I'm not saying to do that to manipulate God. Huh? The devil is a liar. That ain't what I said. I said you don't always have to ask him for what you need. There are times when you can just be loving on God and loving on God, and you look again, and you got the thing that you needed. Why? Because he's trying to let you know, I love it when you love on me. Yeah. Take time out for God. Look. I think it was Janet Jackson, one of them, said, what have you done for me lately?
Janet.
Aren't we so glad that God doesn't look at us and go, what have you done for me lately?
Mm.
He doesn't. He
nope.
Just keeps doing and doing, providing, comforting, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, blessing you, loving on you. He just keeps doing and doing. And doing. Whether you say thank you or not, he keeps on doing.
Amen.
Now, you may think, no, because God isn't always blessing me. I don't always get blessings from God. Ooh.
Really?
Aren't you glad that God sent me to teach you? You get blessed every day.
Amen.
It may not be an ice cream cone like you want when it's 120 degree weather, but guess what? Sometimes he give you water to stick your feet in so you don't have to feel the heat. Huh? Some of the blessings may not come the way you expect them to, but they're still blessings.
Amen.
That man needed a blessing. Jesus spit in his eyes. It didn't come the way he expected, but it came.
Yes, it did.
And he didn't let the people see because he didn't want anyone to block the man's blessing. It's not between me, you, and them. It's between me and you.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes what God does for us is just between him and us. He's not doing it for the whole world. Because guess what? He doesn't want everyone to see everything he's doing. Look in the Bible. There were so many times when he said, okay, don't tell him that I did this. Don't tell him. And they said, well, he wasn't ready for them to know who he was. He was ready. Because as soon as you tell somebody, don't tell no one, they're going to run and tell it. They can't help themselves.
They can't help it.
Come on now. So Jesus already knew y'all going to run and tell it. Captain, tell everything. So here's the thing. God is saying to us today, you didn't see this coming, right? You didn't even know that you are blessed every single day. When you wake up in the morning, you're blessed. When you walk to the bathroom, you're blessed because you can walk. Okay? Mm-hmm. When you look in the mirror and try to wipe your face and stuff, you're blessed because you can see yourself. When you hear that alarm go off and you put it back on snooze, you're blessed because you can hear. Come on now.
Amen.
When you look at your husband and you say, good morning, Poppy, you're blessed because you can see. You're looking for these big old huge blessings, and God says you haven't even begun to appreciate the little ones yet.
Come on now.
Once you start loving on him for the little things that you think is little, but they really are huge. Because trust me, when you wake up in the morning, that's a huge blessing.
Ooh.
When you get up and you're able to walk, that's a huge blessing. If you don't believe me, look at someone in the wheelchair. The one thing they're going to say, I just wish I could walk one more time.
Yep. That's just what they say.
When you get in your car to go to work or you get in someone's car to go to work, that is a blessing. You got a job. There's so many people out there that are still homeless and without jobs.
That's true.
The next time you think that you're not blessed, think again. And God is saying to all of us today, I bet you didn't see that coming. You didn't know that God came to tell you, stop acting like you're not blessed. And guess what? He said, Kathy, make it plain for him. I said, okay, Holy Ghost, you want? He said, go ahead, make it plain. Here it is, plain and simple. Whether you belong to a church or not, God is still blessing you.
Yes, he is.
Because his word says he has some that haven't come in yet. And guess what? You know how he draws them? Through love and kindness. In the love and in the kindness, you're going to find blessing in the midst. My goodness, glory to God.
Hallelujah.
God is so awesome. He is so awesome. And when he said, I bet you didn't see that coming, sometimes you don't see your blessings coming. Why? Because you're not looking in the direction from which it's coming. Oh, my goodness, glory to God. He will look at me, right? Pastor Kathy ain't no millionaire. Pastor Kathy ain't all that. You know, she just Pastor Kathy. So they look at me. They treat me crazy. They talk to me funny. They, just go. And you know what I do? Because it doesn't matter if you know who I am or not. I know who I am.
God knows.
So when they doing all that, I look at God and go, don't hurt them. They don't know who they're talking to. Because the word of God says, oh, my goodness, touch not my anointing and do my prophets no harm. I am anointed by God to preach the gospel, and every time you lay hand on me, whether you put your hand physically on me or you use words to touch me, you are touching God's anointed. And how dare you touch God? And so God is saying, you didn't see that coming either, did you?
No.
No. Because you thought, oh, she just cast it. She just, we would kill it. And God said,
You know, how did you expect John to come to you? Because they didn't think John was a prophet and all that. Because John came in scraggly clothes, and Kathy came in scraggly clothes, and Evangelist Hilda came in scraggly clothes, and Bishop Tutu came in scraggly clothes, and Pastor Stephen came with scraggly clothes, and you didn't believe he came from God. You know, there's so many that God sent. And there was some that just went, right? Mm-hmm. I didn't just go. I was called. Okay? You know how I know I was called? Because I couldn't do this without him.
That's right.
I would not have a clue on how to preach, how to get the words articulated to speak it to you all. No, I wouldn't know that. You know who helped me? The Holy Ghost does.
Yes, he does.
As soon as God drops that word down to the Spirit of God and he pushes that thing in my spirit, he also teaches me how to come forth with it in my personality. So because you hear my personality, you think, oh, that's just Kathy talking. You know how she... No. God is speaking through my personality. Because believe it or not, in my personality, there are some people that enjoy hearing me speak. Why? Because normally when they hear me speak, it's something pleasant.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. And pleasant words are encouraging.
Yes.
I had a young lady tell me the other day, and I got to come in for a close right now. I had a young lady tell me the other day, she said, you know how many times I thought about just leaving this job because sometimes it's just, ugh. I said, why? She said, no, wait, Pastor Kathy. No, she said, wait, Miss Kathy, let me let you know. And I said, okay. She said, and I looked at you and I went, Miss Kathy lost her son 8 months ago. Miss Kathy said her husband has cancer. Miss Kathy is going through a lot. But Miss Kathy is in here every day smiling. What is that about? And she said, Miss Kathy, sometimes I don't even come in here and let you know I'm in here. I just stand by the window, and I can hear you in there singing those gospels real softly. Come on now. That's God. That's not Miss Kathy. That's God working through Miss Kathy. Because Miss Kathy would have done that years ago. But now, my goodness, glory to God, the God that I serve, my goodness. He deserves the praise. He deserves the honor, the glory. Why? Because
Hallelujah.
He's in the middle of my story.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank
you. You think I could have went through all of that on my own? No, no.
No way.
The,
no.
If y'all know the footprints, the story of the footprints, where God, the person looks back and says, I only see one set of prints. And God says, that's because I'm carrying you during those times.
Yes.
Okay, during those times when you see me smiling and my heart is hurting and everything in me wants to just cry and crumble, God is carrying me. And as he carries me, he's tickling me in my spirit. And when he, you know how you tickle a baby and they start smiling, when God's tickling me in my spirit and I get to smiling because they need to see that peace that surpasses all understanding. I don't even understand how I could be smiling.
Right. Absolutely.
But I know that the God that I serve is worth me having a smile on my face. Now, don't get me wrong. There are days when God lets me cry and I cry hard. And there's days when I crumble and I'm overwhelmed with grief and everything else. And then God says, okay, that's enough, Kathy. Come on. Let's get back to the Father's business.
That's right.
Why? Because while I'm doing the Father's business, he's taking care of mine. How is he taking care of mine? He's giving me the comfort. He says, blessed are those that mourn, for they shall be comforted.
Yes.
I was mourning, but he's comforting me.
Mm-hmm.
Why is he comforting? Because this child is still preaching my word with everything she's going through. She's still loving on me. She's still telling others about me. Why? Because I'm doing exactly what my mother did to me. When my mother was laying there getting ready to breathe her last breath, she said, Cat Heard, don't you ever start loving on God. And I'm looking at her like she in pain and everything else because cancer is painful. And she looked at me and said, don't you ever stop loving on God, Cat Bird. You hear me? I said, I hear you, Ma.
I hear you. Come on now. That's a legacy. Everybody saying, I want to leave my kids this. I want to leave my kids that. I want to leave my kids Jesus.
Amen.
Yeah, I want to make sure I leave you money. I want to make sure you can take care of yourself. But if I leave you with Jesus, oh, my goodness, glory to God.
You don't have anything to worry about.
Jesus, there it is. There is no greater legacy than the word of God. And
Amen.
The word of God was with him, and the word of God was him. So guess what it is? In the beginning was the word, and the word was with God, and the word was God.
Amen.
So our legacy to one another should be the word of God.
The word of God.
Now, I bet you didn't see that coming. Amen.
Nope.
God bless you guys.
Praise be to God. I tell you, Pastor Kathy surprises you every time she gets on this line to preach. But we want to thank her for that wonderful word this evening. And I think that deserves a double hand clap praise. Amen. And we want to thank God for our two listeners this evening, 704-724. God bless you. How are you this evening? And do you have a response on how you enjoyed the word this evening? Amen?
Amen. I really enjoyed the word, Pastor Kathy. Me and Sean and Theo, we love to hear the word of God from you. You know, looking forward to hear the word of God from you on every Thursday. It's real exciting. And like I said, just keep a good job up, and God bless you.
Amen. Praise be to God.
You know, I heard Elder Theo say, and I call him Elder because I told him he has a calling on his life and I can see it, and he may not have stepped into the calling, but the last time I checked, God said, I called you when you was in your mother's womb. So he has a calling on him. He just hasn't stepped into it yet. But anyway, long story short, I say that because he said it's him and Shauna there listening. Shauna is my songbird, and I asked that child, I said, can you sing for me? She said, I got to read about it. I get so nervous. I got to see. I said, come on. Do the song. She said, I like Fred Hammond. I gave her Fred Hammond song. She was like, oh, this woman is serious. She want me to sing. I don't know. I'm so nervous. I said, they can't sing you.
Exactly. Yeah. So you could sing your heart out, baby.
So look, I start calling her a songbird. I said, go ahead, you little songbird. Go ahead on now. Go ahead. And so I looked at her today. I said, are you going to be my songbird? She said, no, ma'am. No, ma'am.
You're singing for the Lord, baby. Baby
but
girl,
I will tell you this. That young lady has a voice on her. So I'm looking, going, you got an elder over here. You got his friends. She's singing. Ooh, God going to use them one day. My goodness, glory to God. They're not getting on this line to hear from Pastor Kathy. They're getting on this line because they're thirsty and hungry for the word of God, and God is going to use and bless them richly. Amen.
Amen. And God bless 980417. How are you this evening? And do you have a response on how you enjoyed the word? Amen.
I just want to say thank you.
Amen. Pastor Kathy, any comment?
I'm still trying to hear. See, the thing is, they don't understand. You're the only one that knows the callers that are calling in. I can't see, so I got to go by what I hear when they respond, and I'm trying to hear whose voice that was. 904, I don't know.
Miss Kathy, you heard me.
That was Willie.
Say it again. Oh, my God! Oh, my God! Listen. That young man, when I tell you that young man took me through the ringer, he took me through the ringer. But you know what? That young man, people don't even realize that young man does have a calling on his life. Because you know what? He has such a sweet, sweet spirit. I'm not talking about when he go, what's up? Say less, do less. And no, I'm talking about his heart. Like I can say, Willie, why you got to walk around with his hands down? So when he coming in, he pull him up. If I said, Willie, don't come in here with that nonsense, he'll tone it down. You know, so when you see someone giving that kind of respect, you go, wonder what God really sees. Because God kept sending me after him. And the more I went after him, the more I could see the change. And you know what he said to me one day? He said, you don't make me download a Bible app. I said, go ahead.
All right.
Young man. All right now.
See, you don't even have to pick up the book.
You don't have to do all that. I'm trying to tell you. Your lifestyle is going to draw others to God. Did you hear what I said? Not drawn to me, draw them to God. Yeah, he told me that his wife gets on the prayer lines and stuff. I said, oh, my goodness, God's trying to use that family. And guess what he's doing? He's getting the head prepared. That's why he's working on Willie right now, because he's getting him ready to get in position in his home so he can use him. Oh, my goodness, look at all these young people God is trying to equip for the work of the Lord. Yes, God.
We need our young people back in the church.
Yes, we do. And when you get some young men that are deep, these two guys, they decent young men. I look at all the time, that Theo, he got that little smile like he getting ready to do something. I go, what? He go, okay, now, you know you're going to get on the line. Like he act like he's Mr. Accountability. You know, he going to hold me accountable to everything I do when I'm at work. But I bless God for all of them, all of these young people that get on the line, that trust God to use me to draw them into what God has called them to do. God bless you all. I love you dearly.
Okay, Pastor Kathy, we got 3 minutes, 22 seconds. Please do the call to salvation and the benediction.
Okay, I'm going to do the call to salvation, and I'm going to ask Elder Theo, Minister Willie, you're going to get your chance. Elder Theo, would you pray us out for, let me do the call of salvation. For those of you that have not given your life to the Lord yet, it is not too late. God is not concerned with what you're doing. He's only concerned with where you're headed. He is going to clean you up. You can't do it yourself, because every time you say, I'm not going to do this no more, I'm not going to do that, and you fall right back into it, God says, you need my help. But I can't help you until you ask for it. How do you do that? You say, Father God, I'm a sinner. I repent of my sins. I do believe that your son Jesus came and died on the cross for each and every last one of us. Come into my life, Lord God. I want to make you my Lord and Savior. And after you pray that prayer, that is the beginning. That's not it. That's the beginning. Okay? That's a step in the right direction. Now it's a lifelong process. And you're going to have a daily walk with God. He's not going to take everything from you all at once. He's going to peel it back like you're peeling an onion. Okay? And just because you don't see your life, whoo, you're a new person the next day. God says as soon as you give your life to Christ, you're a new creature. Right? It does not mean that you're going to see yourself, you're not doing this no more, you're not doing that. No, it's a process. God is still peeling things off me. It's a process. Okay, so daily you're going to see him taking you away and putting a little more him in you, taking you away, putting a little more him. So with that being said, just hang in there and trust God that he is working on you. Find yourself a good Bible-based church so you can learn, grow, and go do the work of the Lord. Amen. God bless you.
Amen.
Elder Theo, you ready? Close us out in prayer, sweetheart. Okay, he goes. Soon as I say,
just pray. You got 1 minute.
Precious and Heavenly Father, just want to say thank you, God. Thank you for your word on tonight. Bet you didn't see that coming. We don't always see how you're going to bless us. Nevertheless, you're always there right on time to bless us. And for that, we say thank you. We love you. We honor and adore you. All and all thy getting, get understanding. Understand this. God is still working on all of us. And he's going to bless you. Just keep waiting, watching, and expecting. It may not come the way you think it's going to come, but it will come. God said it. He meant it, and he's going to perform it. We thank you. We love you. We honor and adore you. God bless you. Father God, be with everyone under the sound of my voice tonight as they get out from under this line. We're never, ever out of your presence. We say help them to grow even all the more like you. Help us all to be Christ-like. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. God bless you guys.
God bless you tonight. Have a wonderful evening.
Pastor Kathy, I just got her back on the line.
No, she left already. The air time goes out, she left.
Okay.
Yeah, you have to call her or text her.
I will.
Okay, God bless you and thank you so much.
God bless you too. Thank you.
Have a good one.